2.38. 1.
Yes, I think I am. Or anyway, more than I used to be. I think my attitude to risk has changed as I've gotten older. For example, I'm more open to risking a change in appearance because I think I'm less self-conscious now. I often change hairstyles and colour, but when I was younger, I had the same hairstyle for years and years. I also think I would take more risks travelling now because I'm more self-confident, so I'm pretty sure I could cope with any problems.
2.
Yes, I'm definitely a risk-taker. I take risks to do things that I enjoy, like skiing or riding a bike in New York City, which is pretty dangerous. In fact, I think the element of risk probably makes them even more enjoyable. The only time I wouldn't take a risk would be if I couldn't see that I was going to get any pleasure from it. I wouldn't do something risky just for the sake of it.
3.
I'm the kind of person who likes to know exactly what I'm doing and when I'm doing it, so there's not much room for risk in my life. For me, risk means not being completely in control, and that can make me feel really nervous. For example, if I'm meeting a friend for dinner, I always make sure we have a table booked somewhere nice. I wouldn't risk just turning up and hoping that there was a table. And I never buy clothes online, because I don't want to run the risk of them being the wrong size and having to send them back.
4.
I'm definitely not a risk taker. I might like to think that I am because it seems exciting, but I'm not. I live in a suburb of Boston, and I'd never walk home on my own in the evening when it's dark because that just seems like an unnecessary risk to take. And I'd never get into a taxi on my own at night. But on the other hand, I would love to do something like bungee jumping or paragliding, which other people would probably think is risky.
5.
I don't see myself as a risk taker. I've done a lot of mountain climbing, and everyone assumes because of this that I'm attracted to risk, but it isn't really true. In fact, when you're climbing high mountains, you're always trying to minimize the risk. The biggest risk I've ever taken in my life was a professional one. After 20 years in the same job, I left and set up my own company. And that's given me a lot more sleepless nights than climbing in the Andes or the Himalayas.
6.
I am happy to take risks. I love driving fast. In fact, I bought myself a sports car when I had some money, and I got quite a few speeding tickets, though probably not as many as I deserved. I also take risks with money, like lending to people who probably won't pay me back, or spending all I have on something a little bit unnecessary. Last year, I went on a balloon ride, and I was amazed that so many people said, "Ooh, I wouldn't do that." I loved it. And I'd happily do it again. It was fantastic.